Okay, so we're on Daf Yud tonight. Kiddush and Daf Yud. So I'll begin on Tenem Beis. I'll go over a little bit before we went from last night. If you remember, we had a machloket, well, between Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan. Where do we learn Bia is good for Kiddushin? So Rabbi Yochanan has a pasuk, he says, Kimatei ish shochevim yishav bulat ba'al. If a woman committed adultery, and of course, for bulat ba'al, someone who's had relations, and so he darshens out that the way you become a Baal is through Be'ilah. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan darshens it. And Rebbe has a different pasuk, Ki kachi shisha'u ba'ala. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk ba'ala? So the Gemara had a limud. He learns that that teaches me that a ubala, he'll be with her, but Be'ilah doesn't work by Amma Ivriya. That was to make a long story short. So now, four lines from the bottom. Rebbe, hi bulat baal my adibay. What does Rebbe do with bulat baal, which is what Rabbi Yochanan used? So he says, hi bulat baal osel tabu'ula shlok darka v'inachad osel tabu'ula shlok darka. So he needs that pasuk to teach me that only that the husband, if he has relations with the woman shlok darka unnaturally, he turns her into a ba'ula. In other words, even it's unnaturally, and nobody else does that. So the Gemara says, "Amila the Rebbe High Svara." Does Rebbe really subscribe to that Svara? Bahatani, we learn the Brice, and it's not going to come out that way. Bahatanya, this is talking about a Nara Murasa, a young woman who went to Averson. Bawala Sarana Shima Dain Hi Betula. If 10 men had relations with her, and she's still a Betula because they're doing Shloka Darka, Kula. So they don't get Skila, they get the penalty for having like natural sex with no difference whether Shloka Darka or Darka. But the point being, the fact that he's had the 10 people raped her or had relations with her doesn't in any way change number two or three or four or five, that is still viewed as Nara Betula because they had Shloka Darka. But he says, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani Arisha Meskila B'chulam. Rebbe says, I say number one gets Skila because he had relations with Nara Betula, but number two through 10, which wasn't a Betula anymore. So that's just the opposite of what we said that Rebbe is going to learn the Pasuk for. Rebbe said that he's learning the pasuk bulat baal. Teach me that only the baal can render her a bu'ula if it's biyush lo. So on the top line in Yud Aleph, so Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, you're right. That din that doesn't work that way. But there's a different din where Rabbi does subscribe to the idea that only the baal can render her a bu'ula shlo kedarka. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Moda Rabbi leaning trust the kula mishnalmi. Rebbe agrees when it comes to kas, meaning if these 10 people would have relations with a woman who was not murasa, just a na'ara, and they rape her, or they rape her, or the onus of a fata, they rape or seduce her, that they're all chayiv kanas. There's a kanas, a penalty of 50 shekalim you pay to the father, but it's only for a na'ara betula. So there, Rebbe holds. Rebbe agrees that they all that even though 100 people had relations with her, but a shloka darka, that she has a din of a betula. So the Gemara says in line two. So maishna miktala. So what's the difference between that case and ktala and death? The death, the capital case that we did a few lines before. Shani hatam zara kro umeda yichah shishavi. It says by the capital case, it says, and again, this is this week's parsha Shavua, umeda yichah shishavi. That only the one who had relations with her should die. So he says. So therefore, he learns that when it comes, Rebbe does that when it comes to doing the capital crime case where the 10 people are raping this Nara Murasa, and so it's a chiyuv misa. So it says, umeda sheshachavi malvado, one who had relations with her, Levado, should die. So he's learning die with Skila, with Levado. In other words, only one person is going to get Skila. Nobody else is going to get Skila. That's the way Rebbe learns that Pasuk. But generally, he learns that only the husband, that she is, she remains a Betula. But over there, it says, let me go over again. So Rebbe says that if 10 people rape a Nara Murasa, 10 people rape, but shlok darka. 10 people rape, and now remember shlok darka. So then, number one gets the skila, everybody else gets chenek. Everybody's getting executed, but only one is getting the skila, which is the penalty the Torah prescribes for having relations with a nara murasa. The only one gets skila. But when it comes to the penalty of the Chamishin Kesef, that if a person rapes or seduces an unmarried Nara, so Rebbe agrees that all 10 would pay the penalty. That, in other words, that indeed she remains a Betula. So how come here in the second case she remains a Betula? In the first case, things flipped over. So Rebbe based himself on the Pasuk because it says in line 3, Umeida Isha Shishchavi Malabado, that only the man who had relations with her, Livado, should be executed. So Rebbe's learning that only number one gets skila, the other people don't get skila. So let me go further. Rabbanan, Hai Labado Mai. So the Chachamim who are mechulak with Rebbe, they say everybody's getting skila. What do they do with that word, Labado? Yibai. They need it for that which we learned the Braisa. Line 5 of Daf Yoda Aleph. Umeitu Gam Shnehen. So it says that if a woman, has an adulterous affair, so they both have to be executed. So it says, Ad Hushab Ye'echa de Reboshia. Reboshia learns from that Pasuk that they both have to be subject to the death penalty. They both have to be like above bar mitzvah. They both have to be above bar mitzvah. If one of them is a katana, one's not, so then the other one would not be executed. In other words, it says, Umeitu Gam Shnehen. They both have to be susceptible to getting the death penalty. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Umeida Shishchavi Malabado. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, Umeida Shishchavi Malabado. So he says that even if only if one is a katana and one's an adult, in other words, the katana could be married on a derisa level, could have every sin, but if the other person had the adulterous affair with him, Umeida Shishchavi Malabado, so he learns from that Levado, we said, what to the Chachamim who mechulak with Rebbe? What do they learn from this Pasuk? So they'll agree with Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan says, we can execute even if one person is above bar mitzvah and the other one is a katana, but still, and he had this adulterous, the affair or whatever, so we can execute him by himself. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Svarim Manalei. So again, we started this off with what does Rebbe learn from Bulat Baal? So Rebbe learned that only the husband turns her into Bulat Shlo Kedarka, but not anybody else Shlo Kedarka. So where is Rabbi Yochanan, who learns Bulat Baal? He's learning that's where I know Bia. Where do we learn this halacha? So he will hold in Tzokral Kra Bulat Ish. If the Torah only wanted to teach me that Bia is good by marriage, it could say Bulat Ish. He says, my Bulat Baal, why does Torah use the term Bulat Baal? Shvamina Tarti. So I could double over the limud from it. I could learn that there's Kiddushin with Bia, and I could learn also that only the Baal turns through into a Ba'ula if it's Shelo Kedarka. All right, that's that piece. Any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Which case? Which case are you talking about? We have five cases here in the Gemara. Which case are you talking about? Well, I don't know what case you're talking about. Say which case, which line in the Gemara? That's talking about a Nara Murasa, a Nara that went to Erusin. That's the case.
She's not the
He has to offer that, and it says he has to offer to this. That's the onus of mafakas. So right, that's this week's parsha Shmuel. Okay, so let's see further in the Gemara. Now, actually, there's a piece on this, but I want to make sure we cover the ground. There's a piece like, let's say, 10 people rape her. So who is she supposed to marry at that point in time? Let's say this. Yeah, no. In other words. Let's say the onus of mafata, not the case where it's a capital case. Let's say the onus of mafata, and there are 10 men that rape her because she's a youngster. So now who's supposed to marry her? So, right. So Reb Zera asserts that with respect to 50 shekel penalty, the girl who's violated Shlok Darka is still considered a betula. Therefore, if 10 men successfully violate a girl Shlok Darka, all 10 are obligated to pay the 50 shekel penalty. So the Ritva cites an opinion that the mitzvah of lo tiel isha applies to the first man who violated. There's mitzvah Torah lo tiel isha that he has to marry her if she wants. But it'll be a, so the Ritva cites an opinion that only number one. Thus, if the victim does not wish to marry the first man, she cannot compel any of the other men to marry her. The Ritva disagrees and rules in accordance with the opinion of his teacher, who maintains that the victim has a prerogative to choose a husband from any of the 10 men and compel him to marry her. The first of number one, right. So if she wants a number one, then he's got to marry her. But otherwise, not. But the Ritva says his Rebbe holds no. And she can have anyone that she wants from the whole lot. Okay, there's more here, but I want to cover ground because I want to make sure we get to the daf today, okay? So let's see further in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay, so we're on around 8 lines down on Yud Amud Aleph. The two dots. So Tchilabia is called Ha'ara'a, the beginning of the sexual act. So Tchilabia, there's a machlokin in the Gemara in Yivamot, is Tchilabia Neshikadev, or just like contact, you know, is like physical contact? Or does it mean like some penetration? Okay, so it's machlok what Tchilabia is. But the Gemara has a shayla, Tchilabia Kona or Sofia Kona. Is it Tchilabia that affects, in other words, if a person wants to make Kaddish a woman with Bia, is it Tchilabia that does it? Or is it Sof Bia that's Kona? So Nafkamina, don't you hear about Pashiyad of the Kibbutz Kushin Yachir? So one Nafkamina would be if he begins the act of Bia, and then naturally somebody says, would you be Kaddish to me while she's there in situ, and she accepts the money. So who she marries who now? What? You could say that you could. All right, we'll see. But stay with my example for a minute. Okay, this is a partially becoming a kishmi affair. Inami lekohen gadol the kakani betula bebia. Or let's say the man is a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a betula, but he wants to be mekadesh with bia. So if it's tachila bia is kona. So Tchila Bia, he's kona her, and she's still a betula at that point in time. But if it's Sof Bia, then the way Rashi takes it, with the Ha'ara'a, she became a be'ula. And then it's not talking about, you know, losing, like, physically the betula, like the hymen, you know. It's just, right, so halakhically she's no longer betula, then she can't. So he says, so what's then? Is it Tchila Bia or Sof Bia? So Amar Meimar, Mishmei the Rava, so Meimar says, the name of Rava, Kula Bo'el Da'atawal Gmar Bia. Whoever does Bia, his intent is with the Gemara Bia. Lechora, his intent is that the Kinyan should be with the Gemara Bia. Lechora, that would be the simple way to learn the shot. Okay, now, if you look at the Tosfos in the third white line, Lebo Dato Gemara Bia, the Tosfos says, Tema the Beperika Bal Yivimto, Yafin Visha Nikne the Bala Bahara. So the Gemara learns in the Sechid Yivamo that Chila Bia is Kona. That's the way the Gemara learns over there. So then I'm skipping a little bit, but he says, V'omer Rashba. So that's the question. How do I reconcile? Our Gemara is saying Sophia, and the Gemara Yibamo says Tchila Bia. How do I reconcile those two Gemaras? Everybody got it? So Tosfos has several answers. So the first answer at the end of the fourth line, V'omer Rashba, this is not the famous Rashba. He says, V'omer Rashba, the Chimrin Ha'ra, Kona Hinek Bishloa Sakim Ha'ra, Upiresh Miyad. So this is a little bit why I was thinking not to say the way you want to say. In other words, if he just does the way the Rashba wants to say, he just does Tchila Bia, and then he's Poresh, so then he's Megala Das, that his intent is with Tchila Bia. In other words, he wants to be Mekadosh the woman Bia. And all he does is Hara, and then he leaves. He separates himself out. So that's his Das, is to be Kona with Tchila Bia. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Tchila Bia in that circumstance is Kona. He says, the Mukash lo Yabadat lo no Begmar Bia. Here we're talking about he completed the act. So the first answer Tosfos wants to say, there we're talking that all the person did was ha'ara. So then his intent is that the ha'ara should be kona. But here he completes the act, so it's mashma that he intends that the completion of the act to do it. The harivam tirates, that's answer number two. Ha'denikne b'ha'ara. Like a sort of a similar idea, not that we're implying it from his actions, but he explicitly states, I want to be Kona Bahara. And he says that's the beginning of the act. But otherwise, the default is Gmar Bia. That's answer number two. Stam, yeah. Then Rabbeinu Tam T writes, the Akharation is Rabtahara Gmar Bia, in King Koma Koshmas Kir Bia Bahara Kamar. Rabbeinu Tam has a fancier explanation. He wants to be mitzari for both Gemaras. He wants to say, the Gemara told me about that Hara is Kona. When our Gemara says Gemar Bia, it means the Gemar of the Tchilas Bia. In other words, you have Tchilas Bia and Sof Bia. It's not talking about the Sof, regular Sof Bia. It means the Hara, but there's different stages in the Hara. He says, V'hati Kamar, Tchilat Hara Kona, is it the beginning of Hara that's Kona? Or with Sof Hara Kona? Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Tam says, Bert. In other words, let's say Ha'ara is there's two opinions in the Gemara. Let's say there's some penetration that takes place with hara. So tchilat hara would be maybe just the contact, and then the sof hara, whatever that could be. But you know, you break up whatever you're doing with that. Okay, now atara. Oh, so he says right here, we're talking about only within that opinion that it's hafnasas hatara. In other words, there is some penetration. So that's tchilat v'sof. Otherwise, the shikanei, but there is no tchilat v'sof. Okay, now, so we had three explanations so far. Now, the fourth explanation, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon Tirates, the Hidi Vamar Ayriya Har Kiddushin. So the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says that in the Gemara Masechet Yevamot, that they said that Hara is Kona. They're talking about that's after you did Kiddushin already. The idea of Tahara, we can assume a Kamochapa. In other words, that's for the Chuppah. In other words, that's for the Nisuin. It was the Gemara he's saying over there when it says Tchilah Biyah is Kona, that means for Nisuin it's Kona, Tchilah Biyah. He says, La'akhar Kiddushin. Okay, so, but in other words, but our Gemara would be talking about just Kiddushin. All right, so let's, again, so we had a couple of different Pshatim on this. How to reconcile the Gemara in Yevamot and Argamor. So Gemara in Yevamot says Tchilas Biyah is Kona, and Argamor says Gemara Biyah is Kona. So either it means that he just did Tchilas Biyah, got up and left, and then he's showing his intent as that, or he says, I want to be Kona with Tchilas Biyah, or it means the Tchila of the Ha'ara and the Gemara Biyah of the Ha'ara, because that's what they're talking about. In other words, the Gemara over there is saying Tchilas Biyah is Kona.
End of the beginning.
The Gemara over there says Tchilas Biyah, that means the Hara. That's the Gemara over there. Our Gemara that says Tchila and Sof, it's talking about the beginning and the end of the beginning, is what it's talking about. In other words, our Gemara says, is Tchilas Biyah Kona or is Gemara Biyah Kona? So we're going to be mitzvah of both Gemaras. It means within the Ha'ara, let's say the Ha'ara is just a, like let's say half inch penetration. So is it when there's 2 millimeters of penetration, or a quarter inch of penetration, or you know, 3/4 of an inch of penetration? That's tchilas, and but it's not gemar bia. That was Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. But that gemar is just saying that, you know, it cannot be tchilas bia's kona. Wait. Let's still focus. Okay. Then the Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon that it's talking about two different things. Over there, it's talking about you already did Kiddushin, and now I want the Biyah to be the Nisuin. So for that, Tchilas Biyah is Kona for the Nisuin. Here, for the Kiddushin, I need the whole enchilada. Okay, well, let's just focus for a second. Okay, now, there was a piece that Rabbi Leibowitz spoke out today. I want to go over it just a drop with you, and then I'll talk for a few minutes, then we'll break, okay? So he says, So he quotes from Reb Chaim, what's the svara behind this? Why should it be that if I'm doing Nisuin, just Tchilas Biyah is Kona, and if I'm doing Erusin, I need the whole enchilada? Why should that be the case? So he says that for Kiddushin, I need the das, the parties. For Kiddushin, I need the intent and the consent of the parties. So there, I look to what the intent of the parties is. So that's what the Gemara says, that Kol HaBoel Dato al Gemar Bia. Whoever has Bia, his intent is with Gemar Bia. So that's what I'm looking at, and that's the intent. Whereas when it comes to Nisuin, you don't need das for that. You don't need intention with that. You do the act. That's the Nisuin. In other words, that's it. In other words, you do the act. That's it. You're under the chuppah with her, or you bring her into the house, or whatever it is. And automatically, it happens regardless of your das. And the key with das and not das. With das, I can make a tanai. I can make whatever tanai I want. I can say these kiddushin are chali up to 30 days. These kiddushin. So here with his das, you could say his intent is that the kiddushin should be chal at the gemar biyah. Now, as a corollary to that, Reb Chaim held. Now, remember, it's just like we had shtar raya and shtar kiyum. I have a shtar that's just an evidence for it, and sometimes the shtar is the kinyan itself, the shtar kinyan, the shtar raya, I should say. Sometimes the shtar is the kinyan. So the same way you have eidei raya, and sometimes the eidim are just for evidence. So when the eidim for kima davar and eidim for, you know, just the evidence that it took place. So the eidim by the kiddushin are eidim for the kima davar, meaning if I want to have this work as a kinyan, In other words, if I'm a Kaddish Isha in a private room and I just put the ring on her, I say I'm Mekudeshet, even if I have video cameras and I know everything that took place, she's not Mekudeshet. I need Edom for the Kiyum Hadavar. Edom are essential for the Kinyan to work. Okay, according to Reb Chaim, you don't need Edom by Nisuin. According to Reb Chaim, you don't need Edom by Nisuin. So then, and this is in Rav Schachter's Sefer, and it's also, and then he has the Eretz HaTzvi. So in the Eretz HaTzvi, it's in Siman Chaf Hei, and then he has the Ikvei Hatzon in Siman Lamed Ted. So in, he talks about the Badekin. So the Badekin. Again, so there's a question: do I need Edom for Nisuin? So another issue, another distinction between the two is if I have das, I can have shlichus. I can create a shliach. If I need my das, then I can create a shliach for it. If I do an act and it doesn't require my das, I can't create a shliach for it. So he mentions here, the Rav Schechter does, that by the Badekin, so some hold that the Badekin is the Nisuin. And even though the Badekin is coming before the Kiddushin, that's the way some of the Mefarshim hold that the Badekin is actually the Nisuin. So the and you know that there are I've been at weddings like this where you know or I was at a wedding where they asked me to be the aid by the Badekin. In other words, like you know, what? You know, to see the Badekin that, in other words, if you hold the Badekin as a Nisuin, and if you hold the Nisuin as an aid, so you need aid by the Badekin. Anyway, so the Rav held, Rav Soloveitchik held, that the Badekin, the man himself has to cover the girl. In other words, that could be the Nisuin. So the man himself has to cover the kala. So he, the Rav, was magish, like sometimes the mother-in-law or the mother wants to help along with the covering, something like that. And so, right. So the Rav said, no, not to have it that way. Then it was, he's got to do the whole thing on his own because this is the Nisuin, and by Nisuin, you can't have shlichos for it, so he has to do it all on his own. Okay, that's it. Questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? That's the way some say you could do it. It's a little odd, but that's the way he quotes over here. He says, he says, Ladata post game and sovereign shabadekin when he suin. Yeah, I'm reading now. This is from the Ibik Beyatzon. But after Badekin Nasik quotum the Kiddushin, even though it's before, Ayin Mishnah Lamelach, Shevimi Arishonim, Mishnah Lamelach, Perik Yud from Ishus Halacha Beis. So that's your assignment for tomorrow. Come back and give us a report. Mishnah Lamelach, Perik Yud, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Ishus. Mishnah Lamelach want to know Sikkim on the Rambam. So you'll come back and give us a report. But so the summary shown them all it could be before. Okay, I'm going to move on. Let's go. We're running out of time. Okay, let's be back on the Gemara. Well, we're just running out of time, I got to tell you. Okay, 10 lines to the bottom on Yoram and Aleph. So Yibayil, who the question was asked in the base Medrash, he and Nisuin Oso, Erisin Oso. Now, it means that when a person is Mekadesh a woman with Bia, does it merely accomplish Erisin, or does it like knock the ball out of the ballpark? Does it do the Erisin and the Nisuin? And I would say, you know, some opinions hold that Bia is the Nisuin. Like if you have a regular marriage, you know, what's the Nisuin? Being under the chuppah, being in the house, but some hold the Bia. So he says, so it can do both. So naftamina there and the rest. So naftamina would be, you know, after he does kiddushei bia, if he does kiddushei bia, can he yarshan her at that point in time? If it's nisuin, yes. Otherwise, no. If he's a kohen, can he be metame to her? So if it's nisuin, yes. If it's erusin, no. Ulach there and the rest. And then can he be made for her nedarim? So if she's a bogeret, then only nisuin. And even if she's a nara, so he shares it with the father up until then. And then if just on his own. So Yamit Nisuin also Yorshal Batamalam Kedarah. So if it does Nisuin, then he gets the Alanchalada. Yamit Erisin Osa, Eno Yorshal, but if it's the other way around, nah. So the Gemara says, so what's the halakha of this case? So Amar Bai, so Bai tries to improve Tashimam, and this is from Mishnah Masechet Kubot. Abza Kadavito, a father has Zechuyos and his daughter who's a Katana or a Nara, Katana or a Nara. He says, with her Kiddushin, and we did this mission already, Dafyomi. He says, the Kesef is Shtar B'Viyah. So the Kesef, he gets the Kesef, he's the one who's Mekabel the Shtar, and he is the one who has his quest to give her over B'Viyah. The Zakai doesn't see a Tav Masiyadah. Again, when she's a Tana or a Nara, the father has a right to whatever Masiyah, whatever she belongs, and Masiyadah, whatever she produces. Uva HaFarad Nidareah, and then he can be made for her Nidareah. Umikabalagita. And then if he the father marries her off, the father can also accept the get from the husband. If this daughter Yarshin's property from her mother's family, so he, the father, does not entitle to the payroll during the daughter's lifetime. Yetra lava ba'al, but the ba'al has more than the father. He can consume payroll if he marries her and then she yards his property, he gets the payroll. So the Gemara says, Katani bi'il, Katani nisei. So if you look back at the Mishnah, it says, the father is zakeh because you shev a kesem sharvadiya, and then it says, nisei yetra lava ba'al. So it sounds like if she does kesef sharbiya, she's one stage, and then if she does nisuin, she's stage two. That sounds like a proof that Bia just does eros and recognition. So the Gemara says deflects the proof. He katani nisei rasha'ara. I could say, yeah, it says nisei, it's talking about kesef and star. But in Akinami, if she says Bia, then she is nisuin. So we know where we with our inquiry. So again, the question still on the table. Does Bia just do Erisin or does Erisin and Nisuin? So Amar Rava Tashma. So Rava tries to bring a proof. This is a Mishnah from Masechet Nida. The Mishnah says, "Bat Shloshni B'Yom Echad." When a girl is 3 years and 1 day old, Mikadesha B'Bia. She can be Mikadesha B'Bia. It means her Bia is considered Bia. If it was younger than that, the Bia is not considered Bia. Older than that, the Bia is considered to be Bia. You know, I'll mention a story about this. This is from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. You know, he came to America in November 1937 from Baranowitz. He had studied by the Chafetz Chaim, and he came to America to raise money for his yeshiva, Alei Torah. And, you know, everybody tried to convince him not to go back to Europe, but he went back in May of 39, even though they could see, like, the winds of war were already. He was here for a year and a half, from November 37 to May of 39. I think he did go all over America. And so there was one instance he was staying with a balabas. You know, he didn't want to keep staying in hotels, bills, and things like that. Staying with the balabas, and the balabas had a daughter who was 6 years old, and he, Rabbi Elchanan, had had a meal in the kitchen of the house, and then this girl walked in with the maid, and she was wearing a sleeveless dress, but she was 6 years old. So Rabbi Elchanan didn't want to bench with this 6 year old sleeveless girl in his presence. And he didn't want to say anything because he was like a guest in the house. So he kept waiting there and waiting there until the girl, you know, left the kitchen before he would bench. So you say, well, 6 year old, but you see in halacha that once you're 3 years and 1 day, it's a din of bia. In other words, like for certain dinim, she gets a din of gedola. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I don't want to, like, you know, situations arise and people aren't go racist. They do different things, but this is where we're coming from. Okay, now let's think back. What? Let's take a look back at the Gemara. Okay, so the first white line, Bat Shloshim of Yavam Kadesh Bibia. So 3 years and 1 day Kadesh Bibia. Bimbale Yavam Kana. If Yavam has relations with her, he's calling her once she's 3 years and a day. He says, Bechayavina Lenishim Eshadish. And if the father, you know, accepts the condition on her behalf and somebody has relations with her, that person is high from adultery. Right. Umitamed Boala. And if Yesur, she's a Nida. In other words, she's kind of young, but let's say she's 10. Let's say she's a Nida. Umetamet Boala. So, and then somebody has relations with her, whoever the person is. It could be her husband or somebody else, or presumably the husband. Metamet Boala. She's Metame, the husband, whoever has relations with her is Metame, Metame Mishkap Tachtam Ke Elyon. So, if you remember, like a Nida, if she sits, Tumas Mishkav Moshe, the Nida sits on mattress, 10 mattresses. So the Nida, all the mattresses become Tame, and the mattresses become Tame to an Ava Tuma level. In other words, so she like communicates this special Tuma, the Tumas Mishkav Moshe. So if she has relations with a man when she's a Nida, the man becomes Tame, and the man also has been Tame all the mattresses, but not on the same high level of Tuma. The mattress only becomes Tame like a Rishon the Tuma. But here's the key line. The imni say the kohen, if then she has nisuin with a kohen, ohela petruma, bimbale achad mikol arayot shebatorah. And if one of the arayot, the heir was, you know, have relations with her, mumtin al yada, so that's a capital crime. Vehi petura, bimbale achad min apsulim, if a pasul like a mamzer or a nanju has relations with her, pasul min akuna. So that's the end of the mission. So the Gemara says katani biyev katani nisei. So this is similar to the riot that we had before. The Mishnah says that Bat Shloshim she mikadesh to be a, and then it says that, oh, it says on the top line, be misayt lekohen, if there was, she could be mikadesh to be a, and then if she's misayt lekohen, she can eat truma. So it sounds like Bia is a Rusin, and then the Nisuin is number two. That sounds like two stages. So he says, so Katani Biba Katani say. So the Gemara deflects the proof. Hachi Kamar, I could say the Mishnah means like this. E Hani Nisuin, the Kohen in who Ochela Petruma, meaning Bia does a Rusin and Nisuin. And Lu Yatsur, it's with a Kohen. In other words, if she does, if she, in other words, if she's Mekadesha Babia, so then she could be Mekadesh and Mabia, and that might be even also Nisuin. And then all these halakha could apply. But then, on top line, in Nisait the Kohen, if the person she had Nisuin with was a Kohen, she can eat Truma. Not saying there wasn't Nisuin before. In other words, if the case with the Bia, and then she was Nisait the Kohen, she eats Truma. In other words, it's talking about if she does Bia, so she could be, that could be Nisuin, and then they had Dinim. And if the person she had Nisuin was a Kohen, then he eat Truma. So anyway, it deflects the proof. Okay, so again, the question is still on the table, and the question is, if a man is Makadosh with Bia, is it just Erusin, or does it also do Erusin and Nisun? That's the question. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. Now, so on line six.
Could you repeat his question?
Whose
just
question?
Repeat the one that you just spoke about. Very, somebody just asked a question.
Yeah. So, all right. I was saying the question of the Gemara. The question of the Gemara is: if a man is mekadesh a woman with bia, with intimate relations, is that just erusin that gets accomplished, or is it erusin and nisuin?
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. 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 So now, on line eight. So Tashma, so the Gemara brings a raya from the following, it's from the Sifrei. Ukvar shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag, Eithel Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira l'Netzivan. So Yochanan ben Bagbag sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira l'Netzivan. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira, these are Tanaim. And remember Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira, he's the one that the Gemara mentions in Pesachim, that this goy would go every year and eat the Korban Pesach, come back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira set a trap for him. And they said, and they caught the guy, and they said, you know, Ashrecha Yudah Matera, you're a Netzivan, but Mesuda Kaprusa Yerushalayim. Your Mesuda is spread to Yerushalayim. So he says, Yochanan ben Bagbag said, you know, by messenger, he says to Yudah Matera, Shemati Lech Shomer, Arusa by Yisrael of Kalapitruma. I heard that you hold that an Arusa, to a coin, obviously, can eat Truma. He says, Shalach Lo, so Yudah Matera sends back, Yatayya Tomer Kane. Don't you hold that a Rusa can eat Truma? My understanding is that you're a Baki in all areas in Torah. Don't you know how to darshan a Kavachomer? Now, you know, now what does one have to do with the others? Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, in other words, darshan and Kavachomer just requires Svara. So what it, like that you're Baki because Hadri Torah, you know all the areas in Torah. So he said that the difference would be that you can ask a Pirachon a Kavachomer, and the pirukah can come from somewhere else. So the fact, in other words, you can't really darshan and kavachomer unless you know all chadri Torah. In other words, if I know all areas in Torah, then I know that this is a good kavachomer or not. So he says, I heard that your baki called chadri Torah. Darshan kavachomer. He says, don't you know how to darshan and kavachomer? And here's the kavachomer. Let's all focus. A shivcha kanani is not Jewish woman who's a shifa, but she goes to a type of gerus. So if Lu Yetzur and the master is a Kohen, Lu Yetzur, the master, would have bia with her, that would not cause her to eat truma. But kaspa machila tabi truma. But when he pays money for her to buy her as a shifka kananid, so then she's kinyan kaspo, then she can eat truma. You okay so far or not? Right, correct. All right, but you get the idea. Now, kaspa machila tabi truma. Zoo should be a tama achilat habetruma, and we don't know all the facts yet. But this woman, her bia causes her, the wife of a kohen, to eat truma. And it didn't kaspel achilat habetruma. Certainly, kishu kesef should cause her to eat truma. This is his message. Aval Maya said, "What can I do?" Sherei amru chachamim made a rusa about Yisrael fell up a truma. The chachamim say so on a derice level. There's no question that she can eat truma, but the Chachamim teach us that an arusa cannot eat truma ach tikenes to chuppah, till she goes to chuppah. So now the Gemara says, now dissects the response from Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira. Hey Chidami, what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira speaking about? If he's talking about a case where it means you have bia with chuppah and kesef with chuppah. So b'tarvayim meichal achla. So in both instances, then she can eat truma. There's no question about that. In other words, here he was saying zusha bia tama klibas truma. In other words, so the kesef should cause it to eat truma. They'll come and say nah. But if you're talking about everything is with chuppah, so then certainly she could eat. In other words, the coin does Averson and does Nisuin with a woman, she can eat truma. So here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira says that certainly Kavacholmer with Kiddushi Kesef, she should be able to eat truma. But the Chachamim say not, she can't eat truma. But if you're talking about Bia is with chuppah and Kesef is with chuppah, so certainly she could. There's no Xerah D'Rabbanan after chuppah. That's the case, she could. So that can't be the case. The Ella, Bia Shalit Echopa, Kesef Shalit Echopa. Maybe he meant that Bia, the man has Bia with her and has Chopa with her, so Itruma, and Kesef is the unknown quantity, so Kavachomer, Kesef alone should be able to Truma. So that doesn't make sense. Hakatarti Vahakakara. Because in one case, I'm talking about Erusin and Isu, in one case, I'm just talking about Erusin. Doesn't make sense that I have a Kavachomer that just, you know, here you prove to me that you can eat truma after Erusin and Isu with Bia, so Kal V'Chomer, just the Erusin alone, she can eat truma. So having removed those two possibilities, so the only thing I'm left is we're talking about that she certainly can eat truma with Bia, and she should be able to eat truma with Kesef, just alone, with not chuppah. So he says, Yamir B'Shleim Nisuin Osa, so if I assume that Bia affects me soon also, so then I understand the Kavachomer. Bia, there's no doubt in my mind she can eat the Truma because Bia does Averson and Nisuin. And he says, but Kavachomer, Kesef is stronger than Bia, so she should be able to eat Truma. That's the way it would go. Eli Ami Kedushin Osa, but if you say that Bia only affects, you know, with an E, affects Kiddushin, Mashanach the Pshitalei, why was he so clear that with Bia she can even eat Truma? Mashanach the Pshitalei, why, you know, the unknown quantity is the Kesef? Well, that's the case he's trying to learn out. So that doesn't make sense. So again, we're trying to learn out, does Bia do Erusin or does it do Erusin and Nisuin? So from the give and take between Rabbi Yochanan and Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira is adducing a Kavachomer, and the way we understand the Kavachomer, the only way it makes sense, is that Bia does everything, Kesef doesn't do everything, but he's trying to learn the Kavachomer. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, he's deflecting the proof. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, we all know Imalach, Bia Shalai Dechopa, Kesef Shalai Dechopa. He says, no, I could say, in Achinami, he's talking about Bia with Chopa and Kesef without Chopa. So, but we have a Kavachomer. He said, does it make sense? Here I have like two kinyanim. Here I got one kinyan. How can I have a Kavachomer for one for the other? Kavachomer mi'ita. I still have the Kavachomer. How so? This is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira was sending to Yochanan ben Bagbag. A shivcha kananit for bia, if the Kohen has bia with her, even if he has chuppah with her, she can't eat truma because she's like not a bas Yisrael. But kaspa machilata below chuppah. But kesef without chuppah, he buys her, she can eat truma. He says zu with this woman who's getting married to the kohen should be ata machilata betruma de chuppah. This woman that with bia and chuppah she can eat truma. You know, didn't kaspa machilata betruma below chuppah. Certainly, her kesef should cause her to eat truma without the chuppah. Aval ma'aseh shemruch hachamim and arusa ba'yisrael chal betruma shteikas the chuppah mishum de'ula. So, what can I do? Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira says The Chachamim said that an arusa k'ni truma because of ula. So ula's din. Let me go over ula's din, which we've had before. We had this masechta before. Ula says, but it was on Daf Hey, which was a Friday. But so ula says that we can't. In other words, the arusa is living with her father. She's living with her family. She's got her brothers and her sisters, the whole Gatz Mishpacha there. So if we permit the Kohen husband to bring her over Truma, and Truma is only permissible to a Kohen or his family, so even though on a Deraisa level, she could eat the Truma, but we're afraid she's going to give some of the food to her brothers and sisters and Mishpacha. So that's the Gzeira Durabana. But this is the give and take. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Peteira sends a message to Yochanan ben Bagbag that on a Deraisa level, it's Pashut that she can eat the Truma after Erusin. And the Kal V'chomer is from Bia, but it's Bia with Chuppah. I could say it's Bia with Chuppah. It could be Bia with Chuppah, because Bia with Chuppah doesn't work by Shifta Kanani, but it does work by a woman. And but Kesef does work by Shifta Kanani, and it doesn't work by a regular Isha. That's the Kal V'chomer. Let me just do a few more lines, and then... So again, we were trying to prove from the give and take that it's a proof that Bia does Erus and Nisuin, but we've deflected the proof. We're back to square one. We don't have a proof because it could be. I can learn Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira's argument that he was talking about Chuppah with Bia with Bia with Chuppah. Yeah. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? It's again, the question is, does Bia accomplish Nisuin? So Inakinami has Bia with her, and they could be offspring, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there was Nisuin, okay? So Nisuin, it could be a different act. That's just the way it's coming out. Today, we don't do it. The only way we usually do is Shabbat Kesef. And the Gemara learns later on that Bedavka, even Zman Chazal, they wouldn't be Mekadosh with Bia anymore. The Gemara says that Rav Mankin Alman the Kaddish the Bia, that Rav would give Malto to anybody who would be Kaddish with Bia. So we don't do this anymore. But Luyas, we would know. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Now, okay, we're up to. Oh, wait, two more lines. Who Ben Bagbag? Now, Ben Bagbag, he didn't learn that Kal V'chomer. In other words, he didn't subscribe to that Kal V'chomer, Ben Bagbag. He was asking, but he didn't subscribe to it. Ben Bagbag, Gabi Shiv Kanani, Loshir Bikinyana, he says the two aren't comparable because by the Shiv Kanani, when he does the Kesef, he acquires her to the maximum amount that he can. He acquires her to the hilt, whatever. Halacha permits him to acquire her, is fully acquired. Hafa Shir Bikinyana. Here, by the Kedusha Kesef, he hasn't acquired her to the maximum, so it's not a Kal V'chomer. Okay, now, Ravina Amar. Now, Ravina has another way to understand the give and take between Yochanan ben Bagbag and Ravina ben Bateira. So he says, Ravina Amar, we derive the Mishap Shitle the Akma. So Ravina says, on a Torah level, Ben Bagbag understood that she can eat the. The first way was he didn't even know on a Deraisa level she can eat the Truma. But then he says it's clear that she can eat on a Deraisa level, but on a Rabban level she can't. But the Gemara said, the. But he has a different way of addressing it. No, let's go back. Scratch what I just said. Okay. Ravina Mar. He's right to Mishap Shitle the Akwa. Ravina says on a Derais level, Ben Bagbag was clear that she could eat the Truma. When we Rabbanon who the Shalatle, the only question he had was on a Rabbanon level. Bahachi Shalatle, Shemati Lech Shtomer Arusa about Yisrael Chelak Truma. I heard that you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira, said that Arusa can eat Truma below Chayshit the Simpon, and you're not Choshish for Simpon. Now Simpon is something that nullifies the transaction, but for all intents and purposes. He's not choshesh that the husband will find a mum on her, and then that we move on to the kiddushin. In other words, like a type of physical defect that he wasn't aware of before the kiddushin, and as a result of learning of this simpon, so retroactively the whole kiddushin is it's like a mekach taos, So she'll have eaten truma, you know, improperly. So when Bagbag said to him, I heard that you permit Narusa to eat truma, and you're not choshesh for simple. In other words, she's eating when she is erusin, and it's before nisuin, and you're not choshesh for simple. Hello, welcome. Okay, so yeah, so on daf yud amud beis, were 8 lines to the bottom. Did you do today's daf already or not? Oh, okay. So, all right, well, it was a little bit of a conversation, but the discussion is whether Bia does kiddushin or does Bia do also nisuin. That's the so. So the Gemara has a conversation between Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Bateira. So he says, "So b'hachi shalach leish, shemach leish tal mir arus ba'yisol chavos duim lo chayshut l'simpon." I heard that you're not concerned about the fact that he might discover some mum on her. He says, "Shalach leish." So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira said, "V'atayya tal mir kain, don't you hold the same way?" Looks a kani b'chash tabaki b'chadri Torah. My assumption, my understanding is that you're baki in all the areas of Torah. Don't you know how to darshan a kava chomer? If the kohen has relations with her, it doesn't cause her to eat truma, but kaspa makila taba truma. But when he buys her, he causes her to eat truma below chayshin on the simpon. And there, we're not concerned that he might discover some defect in the shivcha afterwards that would undo the whole transaction. In other words, he bought a shifcha kanani, and then, a month or two later, he finds that there's some problem with this woman that I wasn't aware of. So that could you're not concerned about that possibility. You say, fine, you have a green light to eat truma. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira said, yeah, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. He says, you're not choshesh for simple there. So zu should be a tama achil taba truma. So here, by a garden variety woman, the bia certainly permits her to eat truma on a derisa level, meaning we're not afraid that, in other words, like Rashi says, 5 lines from the bottom, divinisa moda lokashin simpon. In other words, if she's nesua, so then Bible will agree. I'm not worried about simpon in that case. Listen to the line: Dam show to the coast from King Boko the out of a kibbutz lot. But the person doesn't drink from the cup. It means you don't have relations with a woman unless you checked her out already. This is and she doesn't have any. Wait. Zu should be a tamak of the truma. And din shekasma makil the truma. So if that's the case, so if the bia works that way, certainly the kesef should work. The kesef worked even by the shift of kananid. The lo nechush the simpon, and we shouldn't be afraid about simpon. So this is what's coming back. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Matera says to Ben Bagbag. He says, "Aval ma'ah said, what can I do?" Sherucha chamim, the chamim say arusa by Yisrael no kel betruma. Chamim say that arusa can't even truma. Ashni gets the chuppah yishum deula because of ula, which is that. And Rashi has here over early. He said that she's going to give. Yeah, shema. Where is it? I don't know, but it's shema. Tafil lachel the whole mishpacha. All right. Anyway, so let's just boil this down to the simple. So either way, we don't have a proof about the bia doing the nisuin. In other words, it's just saying that when a person does bia, he checks her out. Anyway, so the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yochanan Bagbag, the only chashash we have about an arusa eating truma is for simpon, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira, the chashash is because of ula. We're afraid she'll give the food to their family members. So the Gemara says, Rimbagbag holds that this makabal cover doesn't make sense because there is no concept of simpon by avadim. How so? He says, if it's a patent mum, so the buyer sees it, he knows about it. If it's a mum, he doesn't see, why should he even care? In other words, he's buying a shivcha kanani. She's got a big scar over her stomach. He says, "Lamlacha kabayla." He needs her to mop the floors. He doesn't care, what she looks like. Well, he says, "Lamlacha kabayla loachba." He doesn't care. Nimsa ganav o kuvyustos. If it turns out that the eved was a ganav, a thief, o kuvyustos, Rashi here takes it going into fasho to kidnap her, and then Tosfos takes it kuvyustos, a gambler. Higio. So tough luck. That's it. He says, Higio. So Rashi says the fourth wide line, Harehu Shalo, Samer Ganavu. In other words, what did you think you were getting? You're not getting, you know, like Yeshiva Bakr, you're buying the Eved Bakr. That's what people typically are buying. They have, you know, things in their history. She says, so my Amrit, list him as Zuyan, maybe he's an armed bandit, you know, that would give me second thought of buying him. Or list of the Malkut, where he's on like the 10 most wanted list from the government, he executed, and Okal Itlu. That's publicized, it's like, you know, well known, so you know about that. So the Gemara says, Nichti, Bain Lamar, Lo Achla. So the Gemara says, whether I follow Bin Bagbag or I follow Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bateira, either way, the woman is not going to eat the truma when she's in Arusa. I mean, on a drabban level, either we're concerned for Simpon, or we're concerned for Ula, that she'll give it to the members of her family. So my benayim. So what's the nafka between Nasani and Halacha? What's the nafka between the Yushiko? So Ika benayu, Kibel Maser Mahala. So the three nafka meters, though, the last two are kind of similar to one another. One is Kibel. If you look at Rashi, the fifth narrow line, Kibel Alav and Amumim. Let's say the man gets married to this woman and he says, whatever movement you are, I'm a kabel. I waive all my rights to object to any movement you have. So if that's the case, and then he does erusin with her, so because of Simpon, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, because of Ula, I still have a problem with that. Okay, that would be one after me. And then Masar Bahalach, let's see the Rashi on that. Masar Rashi around this, the eighth narrow line. Masar on Yud Alpha Manal, the place Yaakov. Okay, Masar Abel Shluchei Abal. Let's say the father gave her over the messengers from the husband. In other words, she's doing Erusin, but he gives her over to him. Osha Halku Shluchei Abel Shluchei Abal. In other words, he did the Erusin already, and now the father is giving her over to the Shluchim, and they're going to do Nisuin. So Masar Abel Shluchei Abal, that's Masar. Or the father sends his own shluchim to accompany her with the shluchim abal. Now she's in transit. So there's still chashash of Simpon. When he examines her, he might find something wrong with her. But she might give, you know, tashke, like she'll give a drink to her brothers or something like that from the truma wine. It's not a chashash. But now the brothers and sisters not with her anymore. So it'll be another nafkamina. So Kiba Masrahalak. Okay. Again, so he's a Kohen. He does Erusin with the Spas Yisrael. She's in the father's house. So now when she's in the father's house, I still be concerned with Simpon. I have to be still concerned with the family members. But now the husband sends the stagecoach to pick her up and bring her to his house. Well, he's going to do Nisuin with her. But he sends the stagecoach. So either he sends the stagecoach, he gets into the stagecoach and with his messengers, or she sends the stagecoach and she gets in the stagecoach with the father's messengers, the other with the husband's messengers. So in either instance, her brothers and sisters are not around. That's not a problem. The father's not around either. He said, goodbye, I'll see you around, dearest, have a nice life. Anyway, so I was there at the Averson. Anyway, so because of Shematashka is not around, but Simpon is still a problem. That's the case with that. Okay, let's just think through what we did and summarize, and then the last major topic in the Gemara was somebody's at the front door. They want to be let in. Okay. All right. I don't know if they know. If they don't know to ring the doorbell, they don't probably know how to with buzzer. All right. So the question in the Gemara was, does Bia just do Erusin or does Bia do Erusin and Nisuin? So the Gemara was not able to resolve that question. The Gemara left that hanging. And then we also ended up with the whole thing, a discussion about the Truma. Okay, now, let me see if there's anything else to say here. One minute. I'm just going to read a story. Okay. Welcome. Listen, there's a doorbell. When you get press doorbell. Okay, you're welcome. Let me just do a story. That'll be it. Okay, now, many wonder how to master the many pages of intricate teachings that make up Shas and Poskim. Should one focus on learning in depth or emphasize learning the breadth of Torah? This is an old question. You know? Anyway, so he says, someone once asked Rabbi Yisrael Salak this question. You must learn the great span of Hashem's holy Torah. He says, the Chafetz Chaim explained the statement with the following parable. Someone who focuses entire attention on one, this is a good story for Daf Yomi, I guess is why they have it. One who focuses entire attention on one area of Torah, neglects the rest. Yeah, I'll say the story. Anyway, I'll say the story my own way. he like the Chafetz Chaim said, some people, let's say, they focus on one area. They just do Seder Moed or one Masechta. It's like a person who buys a very beautiful hat and the rest of his clothes are rags. In other words, because that's one part of Torah. So I'm just focusing on one area. So yeah, that part's very nice, but the rest looks like a mess. You know, so that's the way you have to get everything in. So then Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman Zatzal, we just mentioned Rabbi Elchanan before, explained the importance of learning Bekiyas from another angle. Words of Torah illuminate one another. As Yerushalmi states, where they are poor in one place, they're like aniyim, the Dibri Torah, aniyim makom acher, ashir makom acher. Sometimes the words Torah are poor in one place, wealthy in another place. Reb Chaim Brisker would always say, in Kedushin we find that Reb Yehuda ben Teira sent a message to Yochanan ben Babag, I accept it's true that you are an expert in all areas of Torah. Do you not know a Kal v'chomer? This seems enigmatic. What does knowing all areas of Torah have to do with expositing Kal v'chomer? Although knowing how to tell over Kal v'chomer does not require the breadth of knowledge, knowing how to exposit a Bible, one does. It was discussed already. One who doesn't know everything can't put together real Kal v'chomer. Since Kal v'chomer in Hilchot Shabbat may be refuted from a Halakha of Tumah. He says, if he doesn't know this area, how can he be sure that Kal v'chomer is true? In other words, knowing Kal v'chomer, you have to know all areas in a Halakha in order for it to work. He says, Reb Chaim would conclude, same holds true today. One who says a svara in a sugya without a broad knowledge and encompasses Shas with Rashi and Rambam cannot be sure there is not a clear proof against his reasoning. I think Rav Shechter says the same thing. Like, let's say, even if you like, let's say you want to know Hilchot Shabbos. So even if you do Masechet Shabbos 50 times, that doesn't mean you're backing Hilchot Shabbos because it could be a sugya in Yavamo that relates to Shabbos. You don't know that sugya. It could be a sugya in Megillah. It could be a sugya here. All of the words of Torah, they fit in like a puzzle. So if you don't know all the areas, you're not fitting in the puzzle in the right way. Okay, I got to call it. Thanks for having everybody. Excuse me for a minute.